Ramirez shoots it in the left. Scoring is Guyer. Here comes Santana with the tie run. Set.
Moss charging in, makes the catch. The throw to the plate is in time. Double play.
And a drive to left field. Got a lot of Puig behind that one. It is gone. He is back.
It was a walk-off Sunday in the majors. The wild card race is heating up in the NL, and Yasiel Puig announced to everyone he's back. I'm Darwin Zook, and this is your Monday morning roundup podcast presented by Gillette. There were three thrilling walk-offs on Sunday. Two were nearly simultaneous. First in Oakland, it was the Athletics looking to avoid the sweep against the Red Sox.
Davis, line drive, headed for the left field corner, fair ball, one hops the wall. Valencia to third, the ball is dropped, they're waving it home. Here comes Valencia, the throw, not in time, and the A's are going to win it.
Oakland, after being outscored 27-4 in the first two games of the series, rebounded to take it 1-0. The Red Sox, Eduardo Rodriguez's 7 2/3 no-hit innings turned out to be not enough. Meanwhile, about 2,000 miles east, the Cubs were doing their own walk-off dance at Wrigley Field.
Ladled out toward left center. It's going to drop Rizzo around third. He will score. The Jason Hayward game ends in 13.
The Cubs defeated the Giants 3-2 at Wrigley as Jason Hayward knocked in all three runs. The Cubs have won six of their last seven and now have an astounding 16.5 game lead in the NL Central. Hayward spoke on the clutch hit.
We need one run, that's it. Try to put up a good at bat, man. He made some good pitches. Hadn't seen him in me. Still 8 lefty out of the pen, it feels like. But just go up there and try and keep it simple. Find the hole.
Another scorching hot first place team delivered their own dramatics. The Cleveland Indians were trailing the Marlins by 2 in the ninth when the clutch Jose Ramirez stepped to the plate with the bases loaded and 2 outs.
Swung on ground ball, base hit in the left. Here comes Guyer. Here comes Santana. Throw to the plate, not in time. Head first slide. Ties the game.
Lonnie Chisenhall was the next man up and finished the job.
Swung on, line to right. Suzuki to the line. He can't make the catch. Gets by him. It's a game-winning base hit. Another improbable Indians comeback.
The Indians won their sixth consecutive game as they swept their weekend series against the Marlins. Terry Francona's team has a 5.5 game lead going into Labor Day in the AL Central. Despite losing 8 of their last 9, the Marlins still find themselves in the thick of the NL wildcard race. Miami is 4 games back of the Cardinals for the second wildcard position in the NL. As for St. Louis, they were able to salvage the final game of their series against the Reds on Sunday, winning 5-2 using pitching and defense. Carlos Martinez got some help from the double play ball.
There's your ground ball, and they turn 2. 4-6-3 on the double play.
Then it was the defense coming through with Brandon Moss showing off his arm.
Out to left. Moss charging in, makes the catch. The throw to the plate is in time. Double play.
St. Louis is looking up at the Giants, who remain in front of the wild card pack. San Francisco couldn't hold on against the Cubs at Wrigley on Sunday, but still maintain a 1.5 game lead. On Saturday, it was a pitching matchup that we may see again down the line in the playoffs. Madison Bumgarner outdueling Jake Arrieta.
He got him. Strikeout number 10, and none bigger than that one.
The Giants went on for the 3-2 victory. The Mets, meanwhile, are hanging tough in the playoff race despite mounting injuries to their pitching staff. Robert Gsellman won for the second straight start on Saturday, allowing just 1 run in 6 frames. Jairis Familia closed the door for his 45th save in the ninth.
He struck him out, and the ball game is over. Jairis Familia puts on the finishing touches for his 45th save.
The final team in the NL wildcard picture are the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Bucks were swept over the weekend by the Brewers. The Pirates have lost 6 in a row and are 4 back of the Cards for the second wildcard spot. One team you didn't hear mentioned in the wild card race is the LA Dodgers. That's because LA has opened up a 3-game lead in the NL West over the Giants. Yasiel Puig returned to the lineup Friday after a month-long stint in AAA. The Athletic right fielder made his presence immediately felt with 2 hits on Friday, but it was Sunday against the Padres where Puig announced to everyone that he is officially back.
And a drive to left field. Got a lot of Puig behind that one. It is gone. And he is back.
It was Puig's first homer since July 4th as LA cruised to a 7-4 win. Jose De Leon made his major league debut on the hill for LA, and he asserted himself nicely.
Change down and away. Fastball on the outside corner. Oh, wow. It is the ninth strikeout for De Leon.
De Leon, with the support of his family, notched the victory in his first career start, allowing four runs in six innings, striking out nine. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts spoke about the 24-year-old De Leon.
He kept his composure, and I think for a young kid to make his debut in this environment says a lot about Jose. So I can't speak to, you know, what Jose did tonight. Can't say enough.
It's been a forgettable season for the other team in Los Angeles, the Angels. Despite the tough year for the Halos, two definite bright spots have been the sustained excellence of a surefire Hall of Famer and the exploits of a player widely considered the best baseball player on the planet. After Cole Calhoun went deep against Taijuan Walker in the first inning of Saturday's game against the Mariners, Mike Trout decided to get in on the fun.
And this one's driven out to deep left center field. Martin will watch this one go. Gone! Back-to-back jacks.
Trout is absolutely unbelievable.
And that would set the stage for Albert Pujols, who entered Saturday night tied with Frank Robinson for ninth place all-time on the home run list with 586 apiece. But Pujols was about to leave the Hall of Famer in his wake.
And he drives one out to deep left again. How about this? Three in a row. 4-0 Angels. And now ninth all-time all by himself at 587 career home runs.
And congratulations to the machine, Albert Pujols.
That home run for Pujols also gave the Angels back-to-back-to-back home runs for the first time since 2014. The next pursuit for Pujols on the career home run list is Sammy Sosa with 609. And the machine decided there was no time like the present to begin narrowing that gap. He stepped to the plate in the second for his second at-bat of the night.
And Pujols hits one out to deep left field. He's watching this one go. See you later. Second home run of the game. It's 8-2 Angels. 588th of his career.
It was the 55th multi-homer game of Pujols' career, tying him with Hall of Famers Jimmy Fox and Ken Griffey Jr. for eighth all-time. Pujols wasn't done on the weekend, though. On Sunday, he added another home run, number 589 in his career.
He drives one out to deep left field. He's done it again. Seth Smith back at the wall. Gone. Big fly for Albert Pujols. He is on a roll, 29th of the season, and the Angels have a 1-0 lead.
Elsewhere around the majors over the weekend, the former number one prospect in all of baseball made major impacts both offensively and defensively on Saturday night.
And now Byron Buxton, three-run home run two nights ago, a couple of singles and a couple runs scored last night. A high blast to left center field. Buxton goes deep again into the second deck. And now he's got two this weekend already. Buxton to the gap. Dives and makes the catch.
Stole maybe an extra base hit from Abreu right there, leaving the earth. What a great catch.
That same night, the current number one prospect in baseball was penciled into a big league starting lineup for the very first time as Yoan Moncada provided a glimpse of the future.
And Moncada bounces it down the third baseline, a fair ball. Leon will score. Chris Young chasing after it. The left fielder Davis misplayed it. Young around third. He is in to score. And the first major league hit for Yoan Moncada produces two runs, and the Red Sox lead it 5-0.
In that game, Rick Porcello had it working again for Boston and even took a perfect game into the sixth.
Young can't get it over his head. And Smolinski is in to second base, becomes the first base runner tonight.
Porcello, despite losing the perfect game bid, becomes the major's first 19-game winner. He's also the first Red Sox pitcher ever to start a season 19-3. I'm Darwin Zook, and this has been your Monday Morning Roundup podcast presented by Gillette.